बाबा साकार मुरली, 12th January 2023. एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, द फादर द मास्टर हैज टॉट यू द आर्ट ऑफ चेंजिंग योर सेल्व्स फ्रॉम ह्यूमन बीइंग्स इनटू डेटीज. सो देन ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ श्रीमद सर्व अदर्स सो दैट दे टू कैन चेंज इनटू डेटीज. क्वेश्चन, व्हाट एलिवेटेड एक्ट डू यू चिल्ड्रन परफॉर्म नाउ? An act that becomes a custom and system on the path of devotion. Answer, on the basis of Srimad, you surrender your minds, bodies and wealth not just to benefit Bharat but the whole world. Human beings on the path of devotion have the custom and system of donating in the name of God. In return, they take their next birth in a royal family. However, you children become the father's helpers at the confluence age and change from humans into deities. Song, you spent the night in sleeping and the day in eating. Om Shanti. The father explains to you children, and when you children understand, you are able to explain to others. If you do not understand, you are unable to explain to others. If you say that you do understand but are not able to explain to others, it means that you haven't understood anything at all. When people learn some form of art, they are able to show it to others. This art of changing human beings into deities is only learnt from the father, the master. There are images of the deities. God changes human beings into deities. It means that they don't exist at this time. Deities are praised as those who are full of all divine virtues. No human being here can be praised like that. People go to the temples and sing praise of the deities. Although sannyasis remain pure, people do not sit and sing praise of them in the same way. Those sannyasis, etc., even recite scriptures. Deities do not relate anything in that way. They experience the reward. They made effort in their previous birth and changed from human into deities. Sannyasis do not have the virtues that deities have. Where there are no virtues, there must definitely be defects. In the golden age, in this same Bharat, the king, the queen, and all the subjects were full of divine virtues. They had all the virtues. The virtues of those deities are praised. At that time, there was no other religion. Virtuous deities exist in the golden age, whereas defective human beings exist in the iron age. Now, who can change human beings with such defects into deities? It is remembered that it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. This praise is only given of Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Although deities too are human beings, they are virtuous, whereas human beings here have defects. Virtues are received from the Father, the one who is known as the Sadguru. Defects are received from Maya, Ravan. After being so virtuous, how did they develop defects? How did those who were full of all the divine virtues become those full of all defects? Only you children know this. People sing, "We are virtueless, we have no virtues." They sing praise of the deities. No one at this time has those qualities. Their food and drink, etc., are so dirty. Deities belonged to the Vaishnav community, completely pure and vegetarian, whereas human beings of this time belong to Ravan's community. Their food and drink, etc., have changed so much. It isn't only the way they dress that has to be considered. Their diet and their viciousness have to be taken into consideration as well. The father himself says, "I have to come into Bharat in order to bring about establishment through Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. This is the sacrificial fire, that is yajna, of Brahmins. Those Brahmin priests were born through sin, whereas you are a mouth-born creation. There is a lot of difference. Wealthy people create sacrificial fires and invite Brahmin priests to them. This is the unlimited father, the wealthiest of the wealthy, and the king of kings. Why is he called the wealthiest of the wealthy? Because even wealthy people say that God gave them wealth. They donate in the name of God and thereby become wealthy in their next birth. At this time, you surrender everything, your bodies, minds, and wealth to Shiv Baba, and so you then claim a high status. On the basis of Srimad, you are learning to perform elevated actions, and so you must definitely receive the fruit of those. You surrender your minds, bodies, and wealth. Those people also give through someone in the name of God. This system only exists in Bharat, and so the Father teaches you very good actions. You perform this act not just to benefit Bharat, but also to benefit the whole world. You then receive the return of that by changing from humans into deities. Whatever acts you perform on the basis of Srimad, you receive the fruit of those accordingly. Baba becomes the observer and observes those who serve to change human beings into deities on the basis of Srimad, and to what extent they have transformed their lives. Brahmins are the ones who follow Srimad. The Father says, through you Brahmins, I teach Raja Yoga to Shudras. It is a question of 5,000 years. The kingdom of deities existed in Bharat. You should show people these pictures. Unless they see the pictures, they will wonder what new religion this is and think that perhaps you have come from abroad. Simply by being shown the pictures, they will understand that you people do believe in the deities. Therefore, you should explain to them that at the time of Sri Narayan's final and 84th birth, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, enters this one and teaches Raja Yoga. This is the last of his 84 births. The deities who belonged to the Sun Dynasty must come once again and study Raja Yoga. According to the drama, they will definitely make effort. You children are now listening personally, face to face. Some children also listen to a tape, and they have the consciousness that at that time, that they too are changing into deities once again with the mother and father. At this time, during your 84th birth, you have to become complete beggars. The soul surrenders everything to the Father. This body is like a horse which is sacrificed. The soul himself says, I belong to the Father and no one else. I, this soul, am doing service through this body according to the directions of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, teach yoga and also explain how the cycle of the world turns. Those who have been around the whole cycle will very quickly understand these aspects. Those who have not been around the whole cycle will not stay here. It isn't that the whole world will come. Many subjects will come, but there will only be one king and queen. There will only be one Lakshmi and Narayan. There will only be one Ram and Sita. There will be other princes and princesses, but these will be the main ones. Therefore, in order to become such kings and queens, you must make a great deal of effort. By becoming an observer, you can understand whether someone belongs to a wealthy family, or to a royal family, or to a poor family. Some are defeated by Maya and run away. Maya swallows them raw. This is why Baba continues to ask, are you happy? Are you content? You haven't been slapped by Maya and become unconscious or ill, have you? Children, when anyone becomes ill, go and give him or her the life-giving herb of knowledge and yoga and revive them. Because souls do not remain in knowledge and yoga, Maya destroys everything. They stop following Srimad and begin to follow the dictates of their own minds. Maya makes them completely unconscious. In fact, the life-giving herb is knowledge. This removes the unconsciousness of Maya. All of these aspects apply to this time. You are the ones who are Sitas. Ram comes and liberates you from Ravan's jail, just as children in Sindh were liberated. Ravan's people then abducted them again. You now have to liberate everyone from the clutches of Maya. Baba has mercy. It is seen that Maya slaps souls and turns their intellects completely in the other direction. She turns intellects away from Rama and turns them towards Ravan. There is a toy that has Ravan on one side and Rama on the other. These souls are known as the ones who become amazed and belong to the father and then belong to Ravan again. Maya is very powerful. She bites you like a mouse and spoils all your income. This is why you must never stop following Srimad. The climb is very steep. To follow your own dictates means to follow Ravan's dictates. If you follow those, you choke a great deal and this causes defamation. There are such souls at all the centers who cause themselves harm. Those who do service, who are Rup Basant, that is an embodiment of yoga, who showers knowledge, cannot remain hidden. The divine kingdom is now being established and everyone will definitely play their individual parts in that. If you race ahead, you benefit yourself. To benefit oneself means to become a master of heaven. Just as the mother and father sit on the throne, so you children must also become the same. Follow the father, otherwise your status will be reduced. Baba has not had these pictures made just to be stored. You have to do a great deal of service with them. Many wealthy people built temples to Lakshmi and Narayan, but none of them knows when they came or how they made Bharat happy, for which everyone remembers them. You understand that there has to be the Dilwala temple, that is, one who conquers your heart. This one temple is enough. What would happen through the Lakshmi and Narayan temple? They are not benefactors. When people build temples to Shiva, that too is without any meaning. No one knows his occupation. What would be said if you built a temple to someone whose occupation you didn't know? When deities exist in heaven, there are no temples. You should ask those who built the temples, when did Lakshmi and Narayan come? What happiness did they give you? They will not be able to explain anything. This proves that those who are virtueless build temples to those who are virtuous. Therefore, you children should have a lot of interest in doing service. Baba has a lot of interest in service, for this is why he creates such pictures. Even though it is Shiv Baba who has these pictures made, both intellects are working. Acha. Night class, 28th June 1968. All of you sitting here understand that you are souls and that the Father is sitting here. This is known as sitting in soul consciousness. Not everyone is sitting in the awareness that we are souls and that we are sitting in front of Baba. Baba has now reminded you, and so you will have that awareness and will pay attention. There are many whose intellects wander outside. While sitting here, it is as though their ears are closed. Their intellects wander around outside somewhere or other. Children who are sitting in remembrance of the father are earning an income. The intellect's yoga of many remains outside. It is as though they are not on the pilgrimage. Time is wasted. You remember Baba when you see the father. Of course, it is number wise according to your efforts. Some develop the firm habit, I am a soul, not a body. The father is knowledgeful, and so you children also develop that knowledge. We now have to return home. The cycle is ending, and we now have to make effort. A lot of time has gone by, and only a little remains. Many study a great deal in the days of their exams. They feel that they would otherwise fail and receive a low status. Children continue to make effort. Because of body consciousness, sinful actions are performed. They will bring 100-fold punishment because you defame me. You must not perform any actions that would defame the Father's name. And this is why it is sung, those who defame the Sadguru cannot receive salvation. Salvation means sovereignty. It is the Father who is teaching you. There isn't any aim or objective in any other spiritual gatherings. This is our Raja Yoga. No one else can say that they are teaching Raja Yoga. They feel that there is happiness in peace. There is no question of sorrow or happiness. There is just peace and peace. It is then understood that one has very little in his fortune. The highest fortune is of those who play their parts from the beginning. There, they do not have this knowledge. There would be no thoughts. You children know that you all incarnate. You adopt different names and forms. This is a drama. We souls adopt bodies and play our parts through them. The Father sits here and explains all of these secrets. You children experience supersensuous joy inside yourselves. You have happiness within. It would be said, this one is so conscious. The Father explains that you are students. You know that you are going to become deities, the masters of heaven. Not just deities, you are also going to become the masters of the world. This stage will remain permanent when you reach your Karmatit stage. It will definitely happen according to the drama plan. You understand that you are in God's family. You are definitely going to receive the sovereignty of heaven. Those who do a lot of service and bring benefit to many will definitely claim a high status. Baba has explained that you can sit in yoga here. It is not possible like that at the centers outside. To come at 4 a.m. and then to sit in meditation. How can that be possible there? No. Those who live at the centers can stay. You must not tell this to the people outside, even by mistake. This is not the time. You are fine here. You are sitting at home. There, you have to come from outside. This is only for those who are here. Your intellects should imbibe this knowledge. We are souls. This is that one's immortal throne. You should develop this habit. We are brothers. We are speaking to our brothers. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, the spiritual Father says good night, love, remembrance and namaste.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Save yourself from the unconsciousness of Maya with the life-giving herb of knowledge and yoga. Don't follow the dictates of your own mind. 2. Become Rup Basant and do service. Follow the mother and father and become worthy of sitting on the throne. Blessing, may you become worthy of worship and worthy of praise by giving donations and performing charity in your powerful stage. In the final moments, when weak souls have even a little experience of attainment through you perfect souls, they will carry the sanskars of that final experience and rest in their home for half a cycle. Then they will become your devotees in the copper age and worship and praise you. Therefore, be a great bestower and a bestower of blessings for such weak souls and give them the donation and charity of experience. This donation and charity of a second performed in this powerful stage will make you worthy of worship and praiseworthy for half a cycle. Slogan: instead of being afraid in adverse situations, become a detached observer and you will be victorious. Acha, Om Shanti.